Hey, Pupster, welcome to Train a Dog Podcast, and we thank you for supporting us for Season 1. We are now into our Season 2, and we want to thank you for your continuous support. Pups Dog Training promotes positive training at its best, kind, fair, and effective. And we are setting out this podcast again, right? It's because we fully believe that owning a dog is an amazing and rewarding experience, but also a responsibility and not a luxury. Training your dog properly will lead you to greater understanding of the animal, and we firmly believe in the dog-owner relationship being one of the mutual understanding and respect. We immerse you fully in the dog training process, and with this holistic approach, we believe owners end up learning as much, if not more, than their dogs. Our goals is to enhance and to build a better quality of life for you and your dog through the various dog sport activities available, be it as dog training, basic dog obedience training, or competitive dog training. This way, we also helps to refine the communication skill between you and your dog. There is more to dog training than just obedience training. And you can find us on our website. Right, our URL is www.pups.com.sg. Pups as in PUPS.com.sg. And we are also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter with the handling of PupsSG, PUPSSG. And you also can find us in our blog and also our YouTube, right, with the handling of Dog or Pups Jamming Studio. And in our blog will be Pups Blog Series. Hey, Pupster, welcome back to Train Your Dog Podcast. And, you know, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Unleash the holiday cheers this Christmas. Or we want to greet you from the entire management of Pups Dog Training, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and an awesome and fabulous Christmas holidays. Okay, so today we want to touch on the board and train program, right? In the recent months, I have seen, or the recent past 1 year, I have seen more and more people looking for board and train training. You know, and I think that there is a misunderstanding or a expectation mismatch, I would say that, in terms of dog owner who are searching for a board and train program. You know, and it's always good to be able to know what you're getting yourself into, you know, so that you will not be, you know, end with a very rude outcome. But sometimes where, you know, expectation and the actual deliverables are not the same, right? And today we would like to touch on this so that we, you know, I hope that the dog people out there, you know, dog owners out there, will really know what a board and train program entails and what to look out for in terms of the you know, the pros and cons of a board and train program, and what you will you be looking at, and what in terms of pup dog training, what kind of board and train training that we will be providing as well. So we want to give you an overview and a, you know, a more well informed program that you want to, that you would like to know about, so that when you get into a board and train, you will not be lost in that sense. Okay, so what are board and train programs? Right, board and train programs are training programs where your dog stay in a training school until the program is finished. Right, this is to create a more comprehensive training environment, and it's well suited for dogs who may need more supervision or vigorous training. There are typically three types of board and train program. Right, so we have, you know, the potty training, we have the basic obedience, you know, and of course the behavioral modification. Right, so in terms of, you know, potty, we are just talking purely on toilet training. So we train your dog to recognize his tray, find his potty area, and to do his potty on command, on cue, so that he learns to first eliminate at home, where he knows where his toilet is, and then eventually you may want to progress it into a outdoor environment, right? So that's for a potty board and train program looks like. As for the basic obedience, we are looking at both the on-leash type, where you know we work with training our dog while they are wearing a leash or a harness. This is to benefit your dog when they actually work with you. They are typically will be very willing to you know to operate and communicate and also respond to you when they're on leash, which is a very important skill set, I would say, in dog training, which is on leash. Well, we also have the off leash program where you work with your dog on the off leash concept. This is to basically work on dogs who are, you know, already have, who are quote unquote a less aggressive a dog, which off leash can basically, you know, give them more freedom and they're able to then work with them. To be relatively what you call that manageable when the dog is off leash. But of course I must put it in the rules and regulations in Singapore, especially you are not allowed to off leash. So this off leash concept would be more like you are going to a dog park, you know, going to a dog run and things like that, where you're allowed to be off leash, or in your own enclosed environment where off leash is a possibility for you to allow your dog, where you basically, you know, invite your, you know, your playmates, your dog's playmate to your house so that you can have some fun, right? And of course there is also a combination program of on and off leash where you work with your dog on both on and off leash, and this is the most comprehensive kind of training, you know. And because you will be away, you know, from your dog for the extended period, the program aren't as well suited for young puppy, you know, or dogs who are with serious or unresolved separation anxiety. So if your dog do have bad separation anxiety, it will not be very conducive for them to basically go into a board and train program, because you know, the typical length of a board and train will be between 2 to 6 weeks, and this can be, and it can be longer depending on the type of program that you want. But however, because if your dog is really have some unresolved separation anxiety, they may take more time to basically, you know, get themselves used to the environment, to the people, to the trainer, to the dogs, and that may be a big issue, right? For the dog, and it may waste some time, and then you know your dog will be basically learning lesser. Right, so there's two very important points that I'd like to bring to you if you are able to consider a board and train. You know, number one, right, the trainer can only train your dog as far as your dog is able to learn, right? So if your dog is unable to learn, the trainer is unable to teach your dog any further, right? So board and train has this limitation, right? So depending on how fast your dog learn. Number two, right, your dog, you know, that basically that in this work in this it will leave this sport and train program a work in progress state, right? Work in progress state, because you know sport and train program basically is to jumpstart the training environment for your dog, where we teach your dog to be able to, you know, enjoy training, to get to a good training system, understanding why is it beneficial for the dog to basically pay attention to you, you know. And this is a good jumpstart program where we can help your dog to basically learn what to do, you know, what to expect in terms of the training, right? So therefore, when you leave the board and train program, you know, typically you still needs to work on it. That's why there is always what we call a maintenance program, you know, where a board and train will be able, you must always look at, there will be a maintenance phase, right, for a board and train program. So ask for it from your trainer, right? If they do not have a maintenance program, you know, you might want to reconsider this training program from this school, right? And okay, so let's look at the pros and cons, right, of a board board and train, or I will call it a BT. Right, a BT program, which will make it a lot more easier for us to discuss, right?
This podcast is sponsored by Pups Dog Training. Pups is a positive dog training school. We train dogs from puppy to advanced. Pups Training Academy focuses on nurturing, training, educating, and motivating our trainers to better equip themselves with skills, knowledge, experience to ensure continuing education and keeping abreast with the field of dog training. Our flagship programs include online cyber puppy training, life skills, dog obedience, behavioral modification, private one-on-one home-based training, and dog sports.
Basically, the advantage of a BT program would be number one, it is a accelerated learning, right? Because in a board and train program, usually it works on a one-to-one with your dog, you know, to basically change a behavior, you know, it's faster. And after a thorough evaluation of the program, the trainer is able to identify the best technique to help a dog to overcome it in the shortest amount of time, right? And these private sessions are great because it's absolutely effective, right? Because nothing beats your dog living with a professional trainer, right? And this is obviously one of the very important benefit of choosing a BT program, right? Number two, is easier training for the owner, right? That's because the owner can leave the dog entirely to the trainer, right, who has already worked the dog, and when it comes the time to add in the owner, the dog is already familiar with his role. That makes it easier for the dog and owner to get it right. So BT also is a super choice for owner who is capable of maintaining a skill, right, who are often rather struggle to teach a new skill to a physical disability due to a physical ability or a limitation. I remember when I start having my first dog, I buy books, I really go to the internet and search for information, and I try to train my own dog, and it's amazing, I can never get it right, It just tells me that I'm not a very good person who can follow instruction, and without really understand, what are the bolts and nuts in training, what makes the dog ticks, what makes the owner ticks, what makes the program ticks, which are the critical part of training, So it becomes easier for the owner, right? Pass the heavy lifting to the trainer, where he or she basically will works on with a BT program that is able to help you. Right, so number three, right, basically, we usually start in a new environment, right? We start your dog in a very new environment. So for example, in a normal home state or in the specific environment, where people and environments may sometimes trigger bad behavior, which has already been formed, because the dog lives with you in that house, in that room. That will becomes a constant reminder of a bad behavior. So by removing the dog from this environment and people, we remove the trigger, and the bad behavior, and it becomes easier for the dog to forget and then to start learning good habit. So this is a very pretty important, I would say a very strong point for us to really look into a BT program, because we are taking away, the triggers that will kickstart or to remind, your puppy or your dog the bad behavior, and then start learning a new behavior, right? And then the other one, the fourth important advantage of doing a BT program is exposure, right? So we have good exposure to environment, living in the board and train trainer's facility, sometimes in the board and train trainer's house, These are new environments where you have multiple dogs, multiple trainer, multiple people moving around day in and day out. Your dog will be exposed to people, to different type of dog, and the dog basically, and the puppy basically start learning how to socialize, right? How to, greet another dog, how to function with another same species or different species that is available in the same or in the staying in the same environment. So that is a very good program, a good advantage for us to look into a BT, right? So the other one, the number five, I will say is an overall evaluation, right? Or overall evaluation, right? Because some dogs may need help to just for one or two problems, right? Some dog may have many problems that we're living with them, and it's a struggle. So board and train, or BT, is not just teaching your dog a bunch of command and cue. There's also discovering what types of problem your dog have, what kind of behavior issue that they have, what is the stimulation that he's basically causing him to react in such a way, and how to find the correct stimulation that is available to help the dog to overall really understand, and function with a good functionality as a dog in an overall environment, right? So this is something that you may want to look at. Okay, so let's now look at the cons, right, or the disadvantage of a BT program. I think the very first one that is on the list, I would say finding a good program, right? So a program that does not use punishment of a dog or an unethical guarantees about the result is also hard to find. Poor quality of a BT program looks attractive but easy to trick into believing that this highly trained dog in a short period of time without harmful side effect. So you need to really understand, talk to the trainer, or look at those board and train's review, right? I will always say, no to prompt, to shock, to chain, we call that chain training collar, do not subject your dog to any negative training, in the board and train, right? And number two, the disadvantage of a BT is that a BT does offer accelerated instruction, but right, only after the dog adjusted to his new living environment. So your dog, some dog will take a few days to accustom to the new environment, because they're anxious, because they are fearful, and they may not be able to jump into the training program smoothly in day one. You need to basically teach the dog how to calm down. And in the typical board and train, there is no time or even lesser time for a trainer to basically get to know your dog, right? So typically we would think that there is a lag, there's adjustment time that you need to factor in, right? And sometimes it may be long, some may be short, so depending on that, right? Number three of the disadvantage would be there is a lack of trainer relationship that I just mentioned. Because our dogs are not robots, a trusting relationship between the dog and the handler is essential for an effective training program, right? And and because in a board and train program, because of the short period of time, you don't really have a lot of time to basically to build a good relationship, right? And it just has to depend on reward based training, right? Because it's a very good part of establishing that relationship, right? And that could be able to help the board and train trainer to basically build some positive connotation to the dog, right? And then they start trusting you, right? One of the most important disadvantage of a BT is that the BT usually there's a lot more work, and that reflected in the cost, right? So the training, the trainer is basically spending more time with your dog and also caring for him or her 24/7, adjusting schedule, accommodating to dogs, therefore the costs are relatively are huge at some of the or the board and train program, right? And the number five that I think that's important as a disadvantage would be because there's no supervision, right? A good BT program will provide updates when your dog is away. You know, make sure you ask that from the trainer. You know, asking them to show you some training video, training photograph, you know, and potential updates on how the dog is doing. Right, unfortunately, there are many recent stories that reveals how inhumanely that some dogs have been treated during during a vet program. Right, but in PUPS, the owner will receive a daily text update, a frequent video clip for the dog progress, interaction with the dog with the trainer during the board and train. Right, and these are quite important things that I would say that may keep us intact, that may keep us be able to ensure or to at least tell ourselves that our dogs are in good hands. Right, so lastly, let's look into what I will call what are the problem what are the common FAQ frequently asked question that we will always hear from dog owner on a BT program. And here we try to choose a few of the frequently asked questions, and hopefully we are able to help you to address some of the most touchy issue. Right, of course we already went through the entire pros and cons, the advantages and disadvantages of a BT program. That's give you a very good overall understanding of that, right? So what is the what are the FAQ or the frequent question that the owner, dog owner will ask? For example, they will ask you things like, for example, they will ask you like, for example, does dog training change personality? Right? Will the board and train cause my dog to change his personality? Right? So a good answer to that question would be personality is not a behavior. Right, so training helps to correct problematic behavior. Your dog's personality may make him prone to engage in problematic behavior, but training won't actually change your pet's or your dog's personality. Instead, you help your dog to learn what are the acceptable behavior that will allow his personality to shine. Right, so again, the key here is that personality is not a behavior, and we are not training the behavior. Right, we are actually correcting a problematic behavior, right, and not not a personality that we are trying to work on it. Right, so then this question is that, can a dog be trained in 2 weeks? Some of the training program, like in PUPS, we have a 10 days, we have a 15 days, 21 days, or a month, 30 days type of program, and the most basic one people always ask, can a dog be trained in 2 weeks? Right, so 2 weeks is just barely enough time for the dog to adjust to a new routine and start understanding commands, cue, and still at the point of time they may become ready to practice their skill in a various environment, right? So so that they are what we call learn to accustom to different various environment such as dog park and around town. So this is something that I think that's critical for us to do, right? The next question most people will say, are board and train a good idea? Right, so as we go through the pro and cons, you already know that it's a good idea, right? But a board and train can be highly effective for teaching new behavior and solving many problems behavior, and it's also an excellent jump start for good behavior at home. We teach your dog basic foundation in terms of obedience, leash walking, house manner in a structured BT setting, right? So this is why a BT program is of course of a good value, right? The next question that people will ask is that, will my dog get stressed when boarded? Right, so for so many dogs, pet boarding can be stressful, right? It is best that the owner knows a few ways to prepare the dog to keep it less stressed during the stay in the BT environment, right? So here there are what I call there are various ways here, right, that we would like to share. We have a 7 ways or techniques that you can use to prepare your dog for boarding for the very first time, right? So for example, number one, right, work on a quick and positive departure. So when you leave the house, you know, the dog will not find it a bit fast, right? So this is very important. Number two, right, you need to update vaccination, right? Always remember, right, when you go to a boarding facility, you know, you're subjected to many dogs environment. So therefore, it's only fair to your own dog that you have an updated vaccination. Make sure your dogs are with the updated vaccine so that it can protect first your dog and then protect others dogs in that same environment. Right, so number three, you need to update your dog license. You know, for example, your tag, your ID tag for your dog. This is important just in the event when your dog happens to run away, you know, or lost in the environment, you're able to find back your dog with the, what you call that, the microchip number, the phone number of the owner, you know, which is good things that necessary thing for people to find your dog back for you, right? The number four things that I think you need to prepare will be familiar items, like, right? For example, you know, so give him a, you know, your shirt to custom with so that he knows that he can still smell you even in the environment. You know, without you there, he can still see some items that is, you know, bring his toy, you know, his favorite toy, his favorite food, you know, and things that he wants to do, right? And then the next thing to prepare for boarding would be socialization training, right? So meet with a lot of dogs, because when you go to boarding, your dog has to be subjected to meeting other dogs, right? So socialization starts even when you, before you bring your dog to a boarding environment. So socialization just means that not only a dog-to-dog socialization, we're talking about exposure to sound, exposure to scent, to taste, you know, to the environment, which is very critical, and of course to dogs, humans, you know, these are quite important socialization training. If you can prepare your dog for it, it will help you a lot, right? And the number six, that prepare for boarding would be, you know, give a consistent diet. Don't keep changing diet, because always remember, every time you change the food for your dog, your dog is going to end up with a upset stomach. It's going to have a soft stool, and that can be very inconvenient for when you board your dog, right? Because the owner or the board and train trainer will then be thinking, how can I solve that, you know, that soft stool, the loose stool, rather than training the dog. Right, and then the last thing that I think that we should be doing is to create a healthy sleeping habit. Teach the dog, you know, to be able to sleep alone, you know, to be able to sleep in the crib, for example. That would be a very positive way of teaching your dog. Right, so I think that is a good tips for you to prepare your dog for boarding, you know, and, you know, and that will help your dog to basically learn how to get along, you know, with the environment, you know, with the trainer and things like that, right? Yeah, so I think, okay, that's all for today. I think we are good. We have done a quite an in-depth discussion of what is a good PT program, right? I will need to add in a few more things before I can close. For example, for a BT program in PUPS, you know, we specify what is the service rendered, you know, the number of days, the number of trainings per day minimally, what we will do in the day training, what type of a enrichment activity that we will be doing, for example, you know, and also, you know, giving you, for example, the owner basically a well taught discussion on what are the skill set that you want your dog to basically learn, and we can work it out together, right? And then the other thing after that, the dog comes into the BT program, there will be an evaluation. The trainer will give a periodic progress update to you, to the owner itself, and then there will be a transfer session scheduled for the dog on the go home day, right? A virtual session also will be provided to review the dog's training implemented at home to maintain the training goal, right? And then there is a maintenance period, as I mentioned in the beginning. or the podcast, right? This maintenance period basically to helps the dog, helps the owner to understand, you know, what kind of understanding that they have, what kind of training cues that you have been given, what kind of daily activity that has been done with the dog, you know, and how can they integrate this training into their daily life, you know, and then of course to follow the training, you know, management advice that's given by the trainer, by the board and train, you know, and therefore, you know, a maintenance period will also means that there will be a transfer session to show the owner the new skill, you know, that's being done, right? And, you know, and that is what is very, very important, especially for us. In pubs, we ensure that whatever that is being portrayed, being agreed, your dog will have the capability to learn that skill. Sometimes due to a difficulty skill set, for example, right? For example, we say you want to teach your dog off leash, and some dog may progress off leash slower, right? So therefore, after the bond and train program, during the maintenance period, the trainer will have two sessions with you, you know, to go through how you can continue to work on the off leash training to ensure that your training goals are met end of the day, you know, and then what pups do actually is that we have a 3-month support period, you know, to make sure that your bond and train training are actually able to manage it, able to keep it on functionality mode, right? So this 3-month period is to basically provide you with like phone calls, emails, video call to help you to continue maintain your training program, right? So that's something that I think that sets us apart from the other board and train trainer, I guess, right? That makes us unique. Okay, so I think that's all for today. We are happy again to come back and restart our podcast, and I hope that you can continue to support pups, right? And once again, I want to thank you, and I'll catch you again in the next session. Okay, bye. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. And you can find us in www.pups.com.sg. And again, pups is pups.com.sg. And if you like our podcast and our episode, we will want you to, you know, to subscribe on the favorite listening podcast media, and you will be able to get the updated series as and when we have a new episode out for grabs. Right? And we want you to provide us some feedback and some, reinforcement so that we can continue to do a great job, provide a great experience and a great podcast to share with you guys. Right, you can leave a review at www.podcaster.com/pupssg. Right, as I repeat again, you can leave a review at www.podchaser.com/pups, P-U-P-S-S-G. Right, and we want to thank you again. We see you in our next episode.